Under the new restrictions announced by Ramaphosa, curfew hours now are in effect from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. All gatherings, including religious services, are limited to 100 people indoors and 250 outside. Restaurants, beer halls, and pubs have been told to shut down at 10 p.m.
The proportion of COVID-19 tests that are positive has more than doubled in the last month, from around 4% to more than 11%, even as we have increased testing across the country.
Ramaphosa told the nation that daily infections have shot up from around 1,000 2 months ago to about 4,000. Three of the country's provinces, Free State, Northern Cape and Gauteng, which includes the largest city, Johannesburg, have already entered a third wave of infections. Hospitalizations also have increased. Experts have started sounding warning bells. Angelique Kutsie is the chairperson of the South African Medical Association.
We need a bit more stricter restrictions, especially around the weekends, because that's when people come together and socialize. So we will have to look and see what the numbers are going to do within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Borders remain open and no restrictions have been put on businesses, leaving many, like Johannesburg resident Jonathan Bedzi, excited that they won't be hit as hard as during the previous COVID restrictions that left people struggling to feed their families.
It is good because the businesses are still opened. We are working, going to work. Surely we have to mask up every time when we are in public places.
Lucky Ntimane from the National Liquor Traders Council says they are also happy that alcohol has been spared after high speculation that it could be banned again.
You know, we are calling for everyone in the alcohol industry space to really comply with all the regulations that government has set up. We cannot afford to have a situation whereby we are let down by the few, you know, affecting the livelihoods of the millions of people that are dependent on the alcohol industry and the value chain.
To date, more than 1.6 million people have been infected in South Africa, with more than 56,000 deaths. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.